Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in my next guest, Carol Steele, teacher in the Grand Rapids school system for 25 years, Carol?
27.
27 years. And the author of The Inspired Teacher, How to Know One, Grow One, or Be One. Do you believe that teaching is a calling and certain people have to do it?
For a great many people, it is. And if you look at the work of really good teachers and talk to them, they have a really strong sense of mission in most cases, that no matter what's going on around them, they're just determined that they're going to get through to kids and make things happen.
What makes a great teacher?
Well, in my opinion, there's 13 separate skills that you have if you're a really good teacher, although you may be better at some than others.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I see it is, in every field, we start out unaware. And then we hear about things like you would in teacher college,
mm-hmm.
and you just know they exist. You can't do them yet.
Mm.
So the third level is when you're capable of doing them with effort and practicing. And eventually, if you keep at it and try things over and over, you get really comfortable with them. And you could say that the knowledge is in your bones. And then I think you're at the inspired level of teaching.
Mm.
But if you think about the word inspired, it has to do with breathing as well. So you absorb the context, the kids you're with, the room you're in, the day it is,
mm-hmm.
and you react to that in the moment.
Okay.
So it's not just reciting something. It's knowing the information, but teaching it interactively with these kids this day.
All right. You taught what level?
Many different levels. I taught adults. I taught homebound students. I taught job corps students.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught high school. And I also taught teachers and did model lessons in all grades. So I've stepped into many classrooms over the years.
Are great teachers, or are some better at things than others?
Well, I think everybody has particular strengths. And if you think there are 13 skills, probably one person might be stupendous at 10 mm-hmm. or 8 or 7, and another person would be excellent at 5 different ones.
Could you take a great high school teacher and put him or her in third grade, and they would eventually adapt and be excellent there too?
Yes, I think they would eventually, but it would take a little bit of time because
mm-hmm.
there are grade-specific things they would have to learn.
Sure.
But there's a lot of general knowledge that would apply across different grade levels.
When did you know, as a youth, that you were going to be standing in front of kids in a classroom?
Well, I suspected it in third grade when one of my classmates would stop by my house. Her parents would drop her off, and I would try to help her with her math. And I'm not that great at math.
You were a young tutor in those days.
Yes, huh? I was just helping a classmate. But I think by the time I got to eighth grade, it was becoming clear because I had a fantastic eighth grade English teacher who was an inspiration to me.
Is it true that most great teachers have had at least one great teacher who was an inspiration to them?
I'd suspect that's true. I don't actually have research knowledge about it, but most people you talk to who teach can identify one or two or three really memorable teachers in their background. So I'd say that's generally true.
We talk about great teachers, and I think there are a lot more of them than some people do. We have a lot of budget restrictions. We have a lot of problems that have to be overcome. We have family situations and home lives that have to be dealt with. But not everyone is a great teacher, frankly. There's a curve there, too, and some are better than others. What can we do to bring the teachers who are not inspired up to speed and make them better?
Well, I think in that way, we're similar to other professions or other jobs, because a person doesn't just go somewhere and get great all by themselves. You need interaction. You need coaching. You need chances to brainstorm. And you can't really do that solo. You know, if there was a great surgeon out there who invented a new heart operation, he would demonstrate it. He would bring people in to see it. He would let them do it with him at their elbow and give them tips before he just turned them loose to cut into other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think...
I would hope so.
Yes. I think there's a real strong need for there to be interactive coaching and helping teachers develop their skills, because nobody's perfect, but everybody can keep getting better through every year of their teaching career. The point is to keep growing.
Our guest is Carol Steele, 27 years in the Grand Rapids school system, and she has written The Inspired Teacher, How to Know One, Grow One, or Be One. It's really a fascinating book and very well laid out, I think, with the questions you have throughout here and some great anecdotes. And you're going to be signing books and making a presentation tomorrow, right?
That's right, right here in Lansing.
One of my favorite places. Everybody reads books and stuff.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I met Scott, the owner, recently.
Scott Harris.
Yes, and he invited me to come over and do a book signing and talk about the book. And so I'm really excited about that because I haven't met a lot of people in the Lansing area that I've gotten to talk with about it yet. So this will be a good opportunity to talk to teachers or principals or even parents that really care about why is my student doing so well with this teacher and not so well with that teacher. This book might give them some clues as to what it is that's really helping their child or what might need to be overcome.
Writing a book like this make you a better teacher?
Oh, yes. It helped me organize my thinking. And now I taught for Grand Rapids, and now I work part-time for Michigan State coaching teachers in training.
Ah.
And I find that having written the book, when I see things that are happening, it's like I'm going through note cards in my head,
mm-hmm.
and I think, oh, well, that's not so good, that's not so good. But this is the area that really needs work, and then these other things will fall into place later. So it's a great way to organize your own thinking.
Michigan State has outstanding teacher training. It's nationally known.
Yes.
As good as anywhere. And I know you're not the dean.
No.
But if you could change one thing about teacher education in 2010, what would it be?
About teacher education, I think I would follow the Michigan State model at all schools, which is to have a year-long internship. For myself, the first year I taught...
How many schools do that?
Less than half. I don't know the number, but it's probably considerably less than half.
Okay.
But when I was a first-year teacher and I got there the first day of school, I was like, wait, how do I get this started? Because I had gone in February, March, and April when someone else's classroom was already operational.
Mm-hmm.
So if you as a teacher in training arrive in August and see how everything gets set up and how it goes throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
I think it strengthens you and makes you more like a second-year teacher the first year you're employed.
Carol, what gets you furious when you hear people talk about education and teaching?
I don't like the trash talk that some people do about claiming that there are huge numbers of terrible teachers and they should be fired. I think, like every profession, it's a bell-shaped curve. You have a few at the low end, you have a few at the high end, and you mm-hmm. have most of the people kind of in the middle.
Right.
So to me, the secret is to look at all the ordinary people in life, in whatever mm-hmm. situation you're in, and create a situation where ordinary people can get extraordinary results. And the way you do that is you set up your school culture, you give teachers support, and you make sure to coach them. If they have a strength, cause them to, you know, increase it and use it more. And if they have a weakness, show them ways to overcome that.
Should we be more demanding of our teachers? Teacher accountability? Do you believe in merit pay? Do you think that there are things that can be done? I always find the problem when people talk about merit pay is, okay, how are you going to evaluate it?
Right. I think that's a big difficulty with merit pay because a friend of mine worked in a school where kids walked in the front door having never even held a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
And yet in kindergarten and first grade, those students, though they made great progress, might not be up to snuff of somebody who has been, you know, using every tool since 2 years old and has already been to Paris with his parents. So it's not like an assembly line. You don't all start with the same product.
Right.
And on an assembly line, the metal lays still and lets you shape it into a bumper, whereas the students have their own ideas and their own backgrounds and it's a whole different thing. It's not at all like an assembly line.
You don't start with the same raw materials, and you don't have the same tools in some districts that you do in others,
exactly.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
You can just look around Lansing here, and you see some districts mm-hmm. where it might be more challenging than others in terms of achieving the same results.
Right. One thing I think would be helpful is if instead of saying, what did your students do this year, and it doesn't meet X standard, would be to say, what did these kids do last year and how much further along are they this year because of you?
Mm-hmm.
So to do a longitudinal growth measurement for merit
pay. Why can't they do that?
I don't know if they could or not, but I don't think it's usually done. I think it's mostly, did your kids meet this goal? Not did you bring them a year and a half or 2 years or 1 year or 2 months in a year's worth of effort?
I think any sort of evaluation, deal with merit pay, or really determine how good a teacher is, has to look at where someone was when they started and what the circumstances are and compare like models.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's ridiculous to try to do that.
Right.
The book is The Inspired Teacher, How to Know One, Grow One, or Be One, by Carol Steele. And Carol, again, you're going to be appearing at Everybody Reads Books and Stuff. What time tomorrow?
1 to 4 tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. And the website, if someone cannot be there tomorrow, but they would love to check this out, they would love to be inspired, or they'd love to find out how they can help inspire their children's teachers. What do they do?
Well, two ways. I have a Facebook page. Just type in The Inspired Teacher.
Okay.
Or you can go to www.carolsteele.net. That's CarolSteele.net.
Okay. Steele with three E's.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the studio. I appreciate it. I wish I could see you tomorrow over at Everybody Reads, but I know you're going to have a lot of fun over there.
I know I will. Thanks for having me.
All right.